Ni hao. It's a pleasure to be here again.
真是很高兴我们今天又在弟兄姐妹在一起。
I'm not sure the last time we were here 2 years ago or more. I don't know.
我已经不太记得上一次我来这里的时候是差不多两年前吧。
But every time we are here, you're feeling at home.
真是每次我来这里的时候，我就觉得我这就是我的家。
Thank you for the opportunity to share something with you here this morning.
真是感谢弟兄姐妹给我这么一个好的机会，让我来分享一下这个信息。
And I would like to start saying thanks for God or to God, because we have a lot of things to be thankful.
这是第一个我要说的，就是感谢神，因为我真的是有很多的事情要感谢神。
We are thankful for Queimadas, it's still our home.
这是感谢神，第一个就是这个 Queimadas 这个地方，还是我们的家还在那里。
It's a little Indian village in the south of Brazil.
这个是巴西南部的一个印第安部落的一个村庄。
And we had a lot of trouble the last 5 years.
过去五年呢，我们在那里有一些问题，有很多问题。
But we are still there.
但是我们还在那里。
And we live in Queimadas in our house, in our little space like at the island.
我们住在那个地方，住在一个小小的房子。
Around us, many bad things happen every day.
就这个我们住在一个小小的岛上，那在住在那里的时候，在我们周遭有很多不好的事情，坏的事情发生了。
Young people has a big problem with alcohol.
我们周围的很多的年轻人，在那里当地的年轻人都有酗酒的问题。
Violence.
他们有暴力行为。
Rapes.
他们有强奸的事情。
Stealing.
然后是偷东西。
And we are safe there.
感谢主，我们在那里还算安全。
They respect us. They don't bother us at our home.
他们还算尊重我们，他们没有到我们家里来打扰我们。
And so we are happy and grateful to have Queimadas as our home.
这是我们很感谢主，我们很快乐，因为我们还能够住在那里，把这个 Queimadas 当做我们的家。
We try to be a light in this dark place.
这是我们在这个黑暗的地方，我们也能够喜乐。
Next point I will say thank you is for family.
第二点我要说的就是感谢主，我有一个快乐的家庭。
We had some changes in the last years.
我们去年有了一些变化。
And so it's the first time that we are four together again.
去年我们是第一次，我们家里四口人现在又在一起了，住在一起。
Because the last 2 years we are only three at home with a little dog.
Yeah, 去过去两年呢，我们家里三个人，还有一个狗在住在家里，因为他们家儿子不在。
Samuel is living with us in Queimadas still.
他们家的儿子和他们在 Queimadas 这个地方住在一起。
He is in the second year of high school.
他的儿子是高中两年级的学生。
And 1.5 years more to finish his high school.
他的高中还有一年半。
We are thankful for his walking with God.
我们还感谢主，因为他也在主里有主内的生活。
They started it at school last year. Every break they have once a week, a prayer meeting.
Yes. 去年的时候，在学校里，每一周都有一个时段，他们是有一个祷告会。
At the beginning, just a few people, and now 20, 30 people coming together. Offering his break, her break time to to being together, read a little devotional and pray.
Yeah, 那个时候刚开始的时候，他的儿子那个学校里面只有几个人参加这个祷告会，但逐渐呢人数越来越多，现在大概有二三十个人，他们把他们这个休息的时间呢贡献出来，他们在一起分享，也在一起祷告。
And Rebecca, she has been in Germany now for 2 years.
我的女儿她的 Rebecca 呢，她去了德国，她在那里待了两年。
She will start her college physical therapy.
Yeah.
And we are happy to see, even we are far away, we can see he's growing.
Yeah, 我的女儿 Rebecca 呢，她是在那个上德国上大学，她其实离我们很远，我们也很高兴。她在那里呢要学一个专业，就是学那个物理治疗这个专业。She
is making her decisions with God's guide, and we can see it, and I'm happy for it.
Yeah, 我的女儿也下决心要跟随主，主也。 帮助他指引他将来的方向，我们也很高兴他能回到我们中间。And
my parents, they also moved to Germany back.
Yeah, 他父母，他的父母其实他们家里就是原来就是从德国来的，他们现在回德国退休了，老了回德国去了。They
have lived in Brazil for 50 years, working among the kind young people.
Yeah, 他的父母呢是也是宣道士，他们在。 这个巴西这个印第安部落做宣道士，做了50年，现在回去了，退休了。
And last year they decided to go back to Germany.
Yeah, 去年的时候他们决定就是搬回德国去住了。And
Rebecca is staying close there, maybe 10 or 15 minutes away.
Yeah, 他的女儿 Rebecca 呢和他祖父母呢住得很近，大概只有10到15分钟的路程。
So we are thankful for our little family, but also for our big family.
Yeah, 我们真感谢神，我们有这样一个快乐的小家庭，也很感谢神给了我们这么一个大家庭。So
we are enjoying the time here in the States.
Yeah, 我们现在来这里是，我们也很开心到我太太的家里来。And
we are thankful for our work.
Yeah, 我们感谢主，也感谢主让我们在那里有很好的事工。
We are working on the final revision of the Old Testament translation for the Kangen language.
我们正在做的呢，就是给这个Kangen那个印第安部落的人呢翻译圣经。我们翻译已经翻译到旧约的最后一部分。So
we are coming together every day and working a little bit more.
Yeah, 我们每一天在一起，有一起同工，有做工，为这个事情而工作。It's
a privilege to work with the Word of God every day, going deeper.
这是很感谢神，我们每天有这样一个机会，在神的话语中，正是越来越深的为神的话语而工作。At
the moment we are finishing the book of Judges.
Yeah, 我们正在完成这个四世纪最后的翻译工作。That's
more than 25% now.
Yeah, 差不多四世纪已经翻了25%了。
And we are thankful for support.
我们也感谢各地的支持我们的工作，很多人支持我们。We
couldn't do what we are doing without your support also.
如果没有各位的支持的话，我们是不能做那样的工作的。Our
work is like a hike, a marathon hike.
我们的工作就像一个马拉松，这个长跑一样，这个爬山登山一样。Sometimes
quite steep.
有时候这个山路是非常陡的。And
if you are looking back, you can see some switchbacks.
Yeah, 你回头看的话，你会发现在那里有曲曲折折的很多的路程。But
we couldn't do it without people supporting us, praying for us, being interested in what we are doing, asking for how are you.
但是如果没有我们这么多弟兄姐妹的支持的话，没有那么多人为我们祷告的话，没有人那么多人向我们问好的话，我们是不可能做这样的工作。So
she shares a lot for everything you are doing, and our words can express or can say it.
Yeah, 真是谢谢各位对我们的支持，我们真是无法用言语来表达各位的感谢。
So we have a lot of things to be grateful, thankful in our lives. And
yeah, 我们有很多的事情要感谢、赞美，在我们自己的生活中。
For sharing, I would like to use the text here, Romans chapter 1, verse 1 to 7.
今天要与大家分享的信息就是在罗马书这个第一章1到7节。
It will be on the what is wall screen or?
Yeah.
And can we read it together?
然后我们能一起来读吗? 一起来读一下,
okay, let's start.
Okay. 先读英文。 Paul, servant
of Christ Jesus, called to be an
apostle,
set apart for the gospel of God,
which
he
promised
for her
through
his prophets
in
the
Holy
Scripture,
connecting his
Son,
who
was descended from
David
according to the flesh,
and
was declared to be the
Son
of God
in
power according to the Spirit
of
holiness
by his
resurrection
from the
dead.
Jesus
Christ,
our
Lord,
through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring
about
the
obedience
of faith
for
the
sake
of his
name
among
all
the nations,
including
you who are called
to belong
to
Jesus
Christ,
to
all those
in Rome
who are
loved
by God
and called
to
be saints.
Grace to you and
peace
from
God
our
Father
and the
Lord Jesus
Christ. 好，我们下面读一下中文。好，耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。这福音是从从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，认到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。 按圣善的灵说，是从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。我们从他受了安慰，并使徒的职分，在万国之中叫人为他的名信服真道。其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。我们写信给你们在罗马，为神所爱，奉召做圣徒的。
One of my first appointments last week when I came from Brazil.
我上一周我有一个预约的事情，就是我们那时候刚从巴西来这里。
It was at Costco. By the doctor of my eyes.
就是我去了 Costco， 因为我有个预约，就是我来买一个眼镜。
I'm not sure if you have the same problem, but sometimes the world is blurry for me.
不知道大家有没有问题，很多东西我看很多东西都已经很糊了。
Do you know this problem?
有没有看见这个问题？
You look at something and it's not sharp. It's not. It's blurry.
Yeah. 你看一些东西的话，真的是不太清楚，有很糊糊的影像。
Grateful we have doctors. They can help us.
我们很高兴，因为有那个医生可以帮助我们。
In our spiritual life, it's sometimes the same.
在我们这个属灵生活中，这有时候也是这样子。
We look at something or someone, and it's blurry.
我们看一些事情或者一些人，那看上去就很迷糊。
And we would like to see it sharp, or see him or her sharp.
我们要看这个人或者是这个事情，不管是男的女的，我都需要仔细的把它看看清楚。
And it seems that Paul has the same problem or the same conscience about it.
Yeah, 当然，保罗就有这个差不多有相类似的问题。
He is introducing himself to the people of Rome.
他把他介绍给罗马教会的。
He has never been there.
他从来没有去过罗马那个地方。
Maybe people at Rome or in Rome or of Rome, I don't know. They heard about Paul.
或者是这个在罗马的人，他们听说过保罗这个人。
Maybe they heard something and then make it bigger.
他们听到一些事情，有可能使这个有夸大了保罗这个人。
And so before he goes to Rome, he wrote a letter to introduce himself.
在保罗去罗马教会之前，他就写了这封书信来介绍他自己。
And at the beginning, he described us his point of view or his way to look at something.
Yeah. 在起先的时候，他就先这样介绍。 他是说他对事情的观点或者他 看一些事情的一个方式。
And so it's, for me it's like Paul's glasses. He helps us to understand how he look at people, look at some things, and I will say something.
这个就像我认为这个介绍就像保罗的眼镜，他让我们看他对事物的看法，也让我们看他更清楚一些。
The first point is what Paul saw when he looked at himself.
第一点就是，但保罗是怎样看他自己的呢？
What does he see when he looked at himself?
他看自己是看到了些什么呢？
He sees a servant.
他看自己是把自己看作一个仆人。
His glasses show him a servant when he looks at himself.
他自己通过这个眼镜，他就看自己的话，他就觉得自己是一个仆人。
It seems like a simple thing.
这看上去很简单的事情。
And Christian people, they say it a lot. We are a servant.
基督徒往往是经常这样说，我们是仆人，我是仆人。
But in the Kangang church, we have some issues about this.
在但是在康港那个就是那个印第安那个部落的教会呢，我们这个事情上就有一些问题。
They say we work, we are doing God's work.
那些人说，我们在做神的工。
And after 30 years gospel in the Kangang church,
在那个康港教区里面有传了三十年的福音。
Making God's work is quite a status.
这个就是为神工作，就是显出他们在那边的这个人的地位。
And people became proud to doing God's work.
Yeah, 那些人就觉得，哎，我做了神的工，我就很，他们就觉得很骄傲的事情，是令人骄傲的事情。
And they try to do God's work because if they say I'm doing God's work, God is behind me. God is pushing me.
Yeah, 他们说我做神的工作，就是神就在我后面把我抬高了。
Working, doing God's work.It's one of the problem. Other problem is working with God.
第一个问题就是说他们为做神的工是一个问题。第二个就是与神同工也是个问题。
If I work with God, I'm quite the same level as God, right?
如果我与神同工的话，我就有了神的地位了，相类似的神的地位。
So I'm working with God.
我与神同工。
And we are trying now to use a new sentence and saying we are working for God.
我就想就想应该用一个更合适的话语，就是我们为神工作。
But I think that's sort of the way to work. We are working for God as a servant.
Yeah, 这正确的方式就是说我们是为神工作，我们就是为了神的缘故我们工作，这才是合适的话语。
A servant doesn't say, I'm gonna do this or gonna do that.
一个仆人，他不会说他不会自己下做决定，说我要做这个或者做那个。
A servant asks, "How should I do? What should I do?"
是一个仆人的话，是问主人我应该做什么，我怎样的做。
Maybe it's a little difference between a few words.
这个有几个字，看上去这个词的意义相差的很少。
But if you say it every week, every year.A generation said, "I'm doing God's work." Maybe God is far away.
Yeah. 如果但是你不停的说在那里很多年，好几代，一直说我做神的工，其实这个神已经离你很远了。
That's not the only problem of the Kangang Church.
这个不单是 Kangang Church 的问题。
In Brazil, we are surrounded by churches.They would be, or they would like to be a big church.
Yeah, 我们在巴西的那个地方，有很多的教会，很多教会都想成为一个，变成一个大的规模很大的教会。
People calling themselves bishops, apostles, or something else.
他很多人在那里说我是他那些人说他们是大主教啊，或者是什么大长老啊，反正是大的这个头衔很大的那些人。
They try to resurrect the priests.
Yeah, 他们要让那些这个祭司啊，能够重生。
the system of the Old Testament, the whole temple system, and the priest and the high priest and offerings and so on.
他们要在那里建这样一个教会, 就是恢复这个旧约中的那些祭司的制度, 他们有献祭啊, 然后有, 呃, 有大祭司啊, 然后小祭司啊, 各样的事, 就是各样的祭, 旧约里面所描述的制度。
He is on his knees.
他在跪在那里。
But his heart, it's not a servant heart.
但是他的人是跪在那里, 他的心并没有一个仆人的心。
He was a poor man.
他原来是个穷人。
Maybe 25, 30 years ago.
25年前, 30年前, 他是个穷人。
Started his own church.
然后他就开始了自己的教会。
And now he has built the temple in São Paulo.
现在他在圣保罗那个地方就造了这么大的圣殿。
The headquarter of his church.
他这个是他圣殿的, 他的教会的总部是这样子的。
And it's called the Temple of Solomon.
这个就是所罗门的圣殿, 他在巴西地方, 这个地方就叫所罗门的圣殿。
He brought palm trees from Israel.
他从以色列, 把那个, 啊, 棕榈树, 把它移植到这个地方来。
And marmor, I don't know where from.
他从那个大理石, 大理石也不知道从哪里运过来的。
And on the top of this church, he built his own mansion, big house.
Yeah,他在这个教会这个大神圣殿的顶上，他造了他的自己的豪宅。
And so, be a servant of God seems to be a profitable job.
然后成为神的仆人，变成了一个很赚钱的生意。
And so everyone tries to build his own church in Brazil.
所以在巴西, 每个人都想建他自己的教会。
And the kind of people see this every day in television.
Yeah, 那个看看那个部落里的人呢, 在电视上呢, 每天看电视呢, 也看见了这样的事情。
And so the word servant, it's quite just a word.
Yeah, 这个 仆人这个在他们问题里面就是他们这个仆人就是一个变成了一个字眼上的事情，字眼上的字。
Paul's glasses,
保罗的眼镜,
make him see when he looked at himself.
保罗的眼镜让他自己看他自己的时候，他自己是怎样的。
A servant.
他是怎样的，是仆人。
I think it looks like more this kind of servant.
如果是仆人的话, 我看这个图上, 这里显示出来的, 这些人像是仆人的样子。
No fancy clothes.
没有很豪华的, 华丽的衣服。
No microphone.
也没有一个麦克风。
No stage, no lights, no people clapping.
Yeah, 没有这个讲台, 也没有很多的在那里, 在那里拍手说赞美。
Just serving.
就是仆人, 就是服侍的人。
These ladies, they cooked for us.
Yeah, 这些, 这几个, 妇女在那里为我们煮饭。
When we coming together to have some introduction in the Old Testament.
当我们在那里介绍旧约的时候, 他们在那里准备食物。
If you had to choose between the first servant and the second servant here,
你要选择第一个刚才看的那个仆人，还是这种仆人，还是这样的仆人？
And Paul saw through his glasses a servant called and set apart through verbs.
Yeah, 保罗通过他的眼镜，他看自己的时候，一个仆人是被呼召的，还被分别出来的。
Coming from outside.
这个是从外面来的。
Paul didn't work hard to be an apostle or to be a servant.
Yeah, 保罗不是他自己, 努力变成了一个仆人, 这个变成一个仆人是从外面来的。
He's a called one.
他是被呼召的。
And he's set apart.
然后被, 分别出来。
I think that is our position.
这个就是我们的, 我们的地位。
God calls us.
神呼召了我们。
And God put us, set us apart to do his work.
分别出来,
Nothing what we earned or what we deserved.
不是我们挣来的, 也不是我们该得的。
Starts with him.
是从神那里来的，是从神开始的。
Making, that make us humble, should make us humble.
然后因为是从神那里来的，然后是从就让我们能够谦卑。
So Paul saw a servant called and set apart, and he looked at himself.
保罗知道他是被呼召的，然后被分别出了，然后他就看自己是怎样的一个仆人。
The second point, what Paul saw when he looked at Jesus.
第二点，这个保罗是怎样看耶稣的呢？
He has a glasses and look it through.
Yeah, 保罗也有一个眼镜，他能够看透这件事情。
When he looked at Jesus, he saw two things.
他看耶稣的话，他看见两件事。
The first one, he saw a descent of David.
是第一个，是大卫的子孙。
A person, a real person, he saw.
他看见是一个真正的人，他就是一个和我们一样的真的人。
Someone who came to this earth.
这个人来到这个世上。
Walked on this earth.
Yeah, 在这个地上行走，在这个地球上行走。
Made history in this world.
Yeah, 在这个地上，他也有一段他的历史留下来。
Not just a concept to discuss.
Yeah, 这个不是一个上课时候一个概念。
And I think Paul saw Jesus as a person.
Yeah.这是说保罗看耶稣就是像一个真的人，就像我们一样的人这样看耶稣。
A person who changed his life.
一个这样的人，然后改变了保罗的生命。
And made history in his life.
然后就让他也在他的历史上，在他的生命中有这么一段历史。
And therefore we are translating the Old Testament.
然后因为这个缘故，所以我们也选择。翻译这个旧约。
Because in the Old Testament we can see where Jesus come from.
因为从旧约中我们能够看到耶稣是从哪里来的。
The son of David.
他是大卫的子孙。
And without the Old Testament we cannot see Jesus as a real person.
如果没有旧约的话，我们是看不出耶稣是一个真正的一个人。
In the Old Testament we can see that God starts over and over again.
在旧约中，我们看见神一遍一次一次的，一次又一次的说。
And so we call the Old Testament in the Kangan language God's first speaking to us.
我们在这个 Kangan 这个语言中，我们是这样写这个旧约。旧约的它翻译成神对先对我们说话。
To pente engbre mi ved. That's the first revealing.God reveals himself to his people through the Old Testament.
这个是就是神通过旧约第一次向我们启示他自己。
But Paul saw also beside the center of David, he see the Son of God.
除了保罗看见这个耶稣基督是大卫的子孙之外，他也看到他是神的儿子。
The resurrected Son of God.
是死里复活的神的儿子。
And he saw him. And he saw him as a grace giver.
他也看到耶稣基督是给恩典的一个神的儿子。
So when Paul looks at Jesus, he saw a grace giver.
当保罗看这个耶稣的话，他看耶稣是给恩典的神。
That's not so easy.
这个不是很容易 yeah.
Because some churches they have some problem with legalism.
因为有一些教会在那里有一些法律上的事情。律法主义啊。
They speak about grace, but they live law.
他们讲这个恩典，但是他们生活出来的并不是这样。
And legalism it's a cancer in the church.
这个律法主义是在教会里的是一个癌症。
And the Kangan church has these problems.
那里的 Kangan 这个教会也就有这个问题。
And suddenly the clothes are important.
突然间他们穿的衣服就变成了很要紧的事情。
The way of pray.
那怎样的祷告也变成了一个很要紧的事情。
And we could make a list of things.
然后我们这样的话有很多的事情，这成了一个可以列出来。
And the leaders are oppressing the members putting laws on this ruler.
Okay, 那个他们那些教会的领袖呢，就把很多的压力加在了会众身上，他们也让他们限制了他们的这个会众的行为。
And God's grace, Jesus as a grace giver, it's becoming small.
神耶稣基督他是有恩典的神，然后就变成这个恩典就变成了很小。
But it isn't a new problem.
这个不是一个新的问题。
Legalism in church is an old problem.
律法主义在教会里面是一个很久以来就是一个问题。
The New Testament is full of it.
新约中也就是很多地方描述了这样的事情。
But in Germany, we celebrate this year 500 years of Martin Luther's protest.
Yeah, 这个在德国的话，我们今年呢是马丁路德改教主义的这个人500年的纪念。
He came from a rich family.
马丁路德是从一个富有的家庭生长的。
And his father would like to see him as a advogado, as a lawyer. Studying something about law.
他的父亲原来希望这个儿子成为一个律师。
But he became a monk.
但是他成了一个修道士。
And studied theology.
然后学习神这个神学理论。
And teach and preach about the Bible he learned in his studies.
然后他教导这个圣经，然后也能够传福音，因为他是。传上了神学理论。
And he was always afraid because he wasn't sure about his salvation.
他有时候很害怕，因为他不太确认他自己有没有得救。
And so he started to look at the Bible deeper.
然后他就开始从看圣经读得更深一些。
And he discovered this verse in Romans 1st, verse 5.
Yeah.然后他就看到了这样的这个圣经经节，就是第一章第五节。
And saw Jesus as a grace giver.
然后他看见主耶稣基督是有恩惠的神。
I don't have to do anything to be saved.
我不需要做任何的事情，我也能得救。
I have just to accept.
我只要接受就可以得救。
And then he started to teach another kind of theology.
然后他就有一些其他的神学理论出来。
And he wrote 96 theses about being about God's grace to us.
Yeah, 他写了96篇这个论文，就是讲述这个神怎样给我们这样恩典。
And it made the church leaders upset.
然后这个就是那个教会的领袖非常失望。
Because they are starting to lose money.
因为这个教会的领袖呢，就是在钱财上就减少了。
And they are going. They started to lose power.
然后那些教会的领袖呢，在教会里的权威呢也减少了。
Because people they are not so afraid anymore.
因为那些教会的会众呢，不再恐惧害怕，就是害怕那些教会的领袖了。
Because they discovered that God is grace, Jesus is grace, and I'm saved without paying for my saving.
Yeah, 那些会众呢，就是说。发现呢，因为神的恩典，我只要接受，我就得救了。他们不需要通过来付钱才，不需要赎罪券才能得救。
And then the church decided to give him free to be killed, like a bird.
然后这个教会就决定，可以干掉这个人，然后就是像干掉一个鸟一样，可以把他干掉，其他人可以干掉他。
And so a friend of him kidnapped him and kept him safe on his castle.
Yeah. 他的一个朋友呢就把他呢先绑架了，然后就绑到这个朋友自己的这个碉堡里面，然后他就让他能够安全一些。
And this castle is still there and we can see there where Martin Luther was kept safe by his friend.
那个堡垒啊，那个堡垒还在那里，然后我们去参观过那个，我们看见那个地方那个房间，然后让马丁路德安全的一个房间。
And there he started to translate the New Testament for the German speakers in German.
Yeah, 然后他呢就在那里呢能够翻译这个德文版的新约圣经。
So Martin Luther start a fight against legalism in his church.
马丁路德那时候就是为这个律法主义在这个他的教会里面斗争这个律法主义。
And at the beginning, he would like to reform the church. He would like to reform, make it new, the church.
Yeah. 起先的时候，他要在那里做一个改教的运动，就是让这个教会能够变成新样式。
But the churches won't listen to him.
但是那个教会，他们那里的教会并不听他的话。
And so began the Protestantism. What is it?
Yeah. Yeah. 然后呢，这个新教运动呢就开始了。
500 years after that.
500年以后，新教运动500年以后。
Sometimes I think we need some Martin Luther's again.
有时候我觉得，我们真的是需要马丁路德，还需要他这样一个人出现。
I'm speaking about Kaingang churches in Brazil. I'm not speaking about you here, but
我在这里讲的就是我们在巴西的那个康格那个教会里面需要这样一个人出来。
But in that churches, we would need somebody who says, Jesus is grace, not the law, not the preacher, not the church owner.
Yeah, 我在那里就是那里的教会需要有人站出来说，耶稣基督是给恩惠的神，不是那个教会的领袖，也不是教会的牧师，也不是教会的领导。
So Paul saw Jesus as a grace giver.
保罗看见第二个就是看见这个耶稣是给恩典的，给恩惠的。
And he saw the Son of God as the work giver also.
那个也他也看见这个耶稣基督是给我们工作的，给我们一个具体的任务的一个。
But he isn't giving us work to be saved. He saved us and gave us work.
但是耶稣基督并不是让我们做了一些事，做了一些工之后才能得救。他是先给了我们恩惠，让我们得救，然后耶稣基督也给了我们一些工作来做。
And so Paul, when he looks at Jesus, he saw the Son of God as a grace giver and work giver, and so he became an apostle. And he says, I'm not dignified to be an apostle, but God dignified me to be an apostle.
Yeah, 这个所以，保罗他看见，耶稣基督是神的儿子，他是一个给恩惠的神，他也是给工作的神，然后他就自己就改变了，就成为一个使徒，一个神的使徒。就是说，不是我自己成了一个使徒，而是神改变了我，他让我成了一个使徒。
And so it's interesting to see apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith.
Yeah, 我们真是很在这里就看见，使徒，他就是因为神让他成为一个使徒，然后让他成为一个顺服的使徒。
He doesn't speak about teach obedience.
他没有说到怎样教导人成为顺服。
And he doesn't speak about making other people be obedient.
他也没有说让其他人成为顺服你的。
He says, I'm apostle, I'm going, I'm being obedient, and therefore, because of Jesus, therefore other people will be obedient.
Yeah, yeah. 他是说我是使徒，所以我出去了，但是我是顺服神的，因为这个缘故，其他人也应该顺服神。
So it's not
不是，就是 sorry, 讲错了。
So it's not Paul making people obedient.
不是保罗他自己使其他人顺服，他并没有要求其他人顺服他自己。Yeah.
And that it's a challenge among all nations.
这个是对所有的地上的国来说都是一个挑战。
Okay, let's go to the third point.
Yeah, 然后我们去第三点。
What Paul saw when he looked at others.
这保罗是怎样看其他人的呢？
In his introduction to the Romans.
在他给罗马这个圣徒的一个介绍，就是这个罗马书的介绍中。
Looking at the Roman people.
他看罗马的其他的那些信徒们。
He saw loved ones.
他看见可爱的人。
I would like to ask, what do we see when we look at others?
我要问一下，我们是怎样看其他人的呢？
If we see loved ones,
如果我们看见是可爱的话，
I think we are graceful.
我们真的是有恩典。
Patient.
对，我们看见是神的恩典，然后我们看见这个有忍耐。
Provide.
Yeah, 神是有忍耐的，神也提供的，神有恩典的。
Is it right?
Yeah.
If when.
我们也对其他人也应该有忍耐，有耐心。
So,
有恩典。
If I look to a loved ones, my behavior is different.
如果我们看见别人是可爱的话，我们的行为就是不一样了。
And Paul saw loved ones.
保罗看见的其他人是可爱的人，其他是可爱的人。
It doesn't mean
被爱的，被神爱的。
It doesn't mean close the eyes.
但不是说就是说闭着眼睛看。
He saw the people, but his approach is to a loved one.
就是说他看见别人，他的对别人的接近别人，是因为他觉得其他人也是被神爱的人。
That's quite a challenge. This kind of glasses.
这样的眼镜，这样这个挑战也是很大。
Because sometimes our eyes are blurry if you look at another one.
Yeah, 如果你看其他人的话，有时候你的眼睛是糊糊的，也看不清其他人。
So Paul saw loved ones, and he saw people called to be saints.
他看见其他人也是被神所爱的，那些其他人是被称为圣徒的人。
I don't know about you, but the Kingdom people, when they say or think saints, they think people without mistakes, without sin, without blame.
我不知道你们怎么想，但是我们那边康港的那些人呢，他们听见这个圣徒这个字呢，就是认为圣徒是没有任何缺点的，是完美的人。
Is there here someone without mistake, without sin, without blame?
我们这些人是不是完美的，没有犯过罪，没有任何问题的，没有污点的？
If this is the definition of saints, nobody of us would be saint.
如果这个是这样的人是这样的定义圣徒的话，我们这里没有一个人能够称上是圣徒。
But God's definition of saints is quite different.
但是神对圣徒的定义是很不一样的。
We are saints because we are close to God, because we are near, close to God.
我们被称为圣徒，因为我们和神亲近，我们和神很靠近。
Our closeness.Made us saints.
我们和神，因为和神亲近，所以我们就可以称为圣徒。
And to understand this, we have to go to the Old Testament.
如果要为了明白这个道理的话，我们要去看一下旧约。
And Yipin will say something about this in afternoon. Yeah,
我的太太Yipin下午的话呢，要分享一些旧约的这个有关的信息。
Our proximity to God makes us saints.
我们因为和神很亲近，所以就让我们变成了一个圣徒。
And so if we wear the glasses, looking each other and say people call to be saints, we are not looking about their mistakes.
我们戴上这个眼镜，我们看其他人的话，那些人称为圣徒，他们是被神所爱的，他们不是说没有问题。
We are looking for it's these people close to God.
我们看见的就是这些人和神亲近。
And if these people is close to God, it's a saint.
如果他们和神亲近的话，他们就是圣徒。
A loved one, saint.
一个很被神所爱的。
Afternoon more about being close, because God decided to dwell near to us, among us, and this made us saints.
我们下午要多讲一些，就是和神亲近，因为神就住在我们中间，愿意和我们亲近。
The fourth point.
第四个。
Paul's desire for his readers.
他保罗对他书信的读者的心愿是什么
？He is introducing himself to the Romans and desired them something.
Yeah, 他 把自己介绍给罗马的那些会众，他对那些罗马的会众有一些期望。
I'm not sure what we are desiring for each other.
我们对别人的期望是什么？我不太清楚。
In Brazil, they say a lot of things about health.
很多巴西的人往往说希望你身体健康。
Desire wealthy.
希望你能发达。
Yeah. Paul desires for his readers first grace.
不是保罗对他这个书信的读者的期望就是有神人来的恩典。
Grace is all we need to survive.
恩典是我们凭借着可以生存的一个最要紧的事情。
Grace is not payment.
恩典不是你付的价钱。
Grace is not nothing that we deserved or earned.
恩典不是说你配得的或者你本来就应该得的东西。
Grace is just grace.
恩典是你不配的得的，但是有好的给你的好的东西。
And to get grace, we just have to be humble and say, "I need grace."
要得到恩典，你只是说你要谦卑的说，你要谦卑的说我不配，但是我希望得到这个恩典。
That's sometimes not so easy because we deep inside maybe we think we deserve something.
这个不是很容易的事情。从我们内心中，我们有时候觉得，我们应该得到一些东西。
And so if Paul desires grace, he is saying, "Be humble."
如果保罗说对别人说你要得恩典的话，你要谦卑。
Recognize that you are not a deserver.
你要意识到你不是配得的。
But there is someone who is giving you what you're not deserved.
但是有这样一个神，他给了你不配得的恩典。
It's a nice wish or desire.But it's quite a challenge for ourselves.
这是非常有时候真的是对我们来说是一个很大的挑战，你自己要心里要觉得你是不配得的。
And the second important thing that Paul desires for his readers is peace.
第二个，保罗希望他的读者得到的是平安。
Unfortunately, this word is so misused.
但是很不幸的是，这个平安这个词被那么的滥用了。
People are fighting for peace.
人们在那里战争，战争的结果是为了因为他们希望有平安。
I don't know if you saw the last week, I think, G20.
Yeah.
Yeah. They fight for peace, breaking the windows and putting cars burn and things like that.
Yeah. 这上一周有 G20 国家的会议，很多人在那里。在德国很多人把玻璃窗打碎了，把东西扔进去了，因为他们希望有平安。
But if Paul desires peace, he means start with yourself.
Yeah, 如果保罗说平安的话，就是从你自己心里开始。
Make peace with yourself.
先和你自己心里头。
If you are in peace with yourself, you can start to be in peace with your. Shall I say, your wife? Neighbor is far away, maybe. My wife or my husband, my children, I don't know, my home, start there.
如果你愿意和你的心里的先有平安的话，然后你才能和你的妻子、你的家庭有平安。邻居还比较远，但是你家里先有平安是最要紧的。
Sometimes we would like to skip some steps. We would like to have peace with the world.
Yeah.
But we are not so concerned about the peace of in our own home.
有时候我们就把这个步骤就跳过去了。我们希望和我们的神有平安，但是我和世界和平，但是我们也不管我们家里的平安，家里的和平。Yeah.
And so Paul desires for his readers peace.
所以保罗希望他的读者这个信的读者有平安。
And so if we have the conscience of that we need grace.
如果你心里头知道你有良心，你应该知道，我们需要恩典。
And the challenge to make peace with ourselves and all around us.
Yeah, 但是这个有挑战的事情就是怎样和你心里有平安，和我周围的人有和平。
God's children will change this world.
神的子民会改变这个世界。
But we cannot do it by ourselves. And so Paul, he concludes his desire, saying, from God.
但是我们这要有平安的话，有和平的话，我们自己是不能做的。所以保罗在这里做出结论，这个平安只能从我们的父神那里来。
So he desires grace and peace from God our Father.
所以他期望恩典和平安从我们的父神那里来。
Not God as a judge or a policeman or something, God as a father.
我们的神不是一个警察，不是一个法官，他是我们的父亲。
And grace and peace from Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的平安和恩典是从我们的主耶稣基督那里来。
So Jesus as the Lord has the right to say to us what we are going to do.
所以我们的主耶稣基督作为我父亲，他有权利对我们说应该做什么事情。
And so we are trying to preach peace and grace.
所以我们在那里传播的就是恩典和平安。
Starting with the Old Testament.
从旧约开始。
And trying to rediscover Jesus as a grace giver.
然后我们从旧约里面能够发现，重新找出主耶稣基督是一个神，是一个给恩典的神。
And a peacemaker, yeah.
然后是有和平的神。平安的主。
Can I finish making some questions?
我们能不能在这里结束之前先问几个问题？
I would like to ask how about our glasses.
我问一下大家，我们有没有自己的眼镜呢？
What do I see when I look at myself?
我们看自己的时候是看到什么呢？
Each one can take this question for himself and answer it by himself.
每个人都把这个问题问问自己，然后也能够试一下，能够回答这个问题没有。
What do I see when I look at Jesus?
我看主耶稣基督看到的是什么呢？
What do I see when I look at others?
我看其他人，我看到的是什么呢？
What do I desire for people around us?
我对别人，在我周围的人的期望是什么呢？
Maybe you can take this week to think about it.
大家可以用一下这个礼拜想一下这些问题。
Maybe some of you just has to polish his glasses a little bit, and that's okay.
我想，我们这里的许多人只要把他的眼镜擦一擦就好了。
Maybe someone has to change his glasses.
有可能，我们这里有些人要把他的眼镜换一换。
Maybe someone has to look for the first glasses.
或者有些人从来没有眼镜的，他要先去买他的第一副眼镜。
I would like to encourage you to think about it.
我鼓励大家能够想一想这样的问题。
So may you be blessed with grace and peace.
愿大家能够受神的祝福，也能够有恩典，有平安。
From God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个平安和恩典是从我们的父神耶稣基督那里来的。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.